Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, from the second half of January 2021, short-term business travellers from all countries arriving into Singapore will no longer need to be quarantined under new segregated travel lane arrangements. The Ministry of Trade and Industry said today that those who opt to use the lane will be transported from the airport to dedicated facilities where they will stay and work. This news follows the announcement last night that Singapore will go into phase three at the end of December. And to find out what these latest announcements mean for Singapore's economy, we're joined today by Song Seng Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank. Mr. Song, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have
you. Pleasure to be back.
Good to have you. So let's start off with this travel lane announcement. It does restrict movement, but lets in business officials and high economic value travelers from all countries as long as they stay. Their stay is 14 days or shorter. What are your thoughts on the announcement?
I suppose this is really a reflection of how we are trying to get on with our lives, even though we are not quite sure how the pandemic overall is panning out elsewhere. Really, because for Singapore, certain demand for our goods and services is three times the size of the economy. We cannot just say sit back and wait for things in the rest of the world to be better, and then we get on to the recovery bandwagon, so to say. So in essence, we're trying to get control back as to how we can help ourselves in terms of businesses, livelihood, and obviously industries where they are obviously more vulnerable to the demands of leisure travel, etc. So in essence, it's really about regaining control by helping local businesses as much as we can, and ultimately providing some opportunity for growth and recovery to pan out as we await the rest of the world to get back onto sustainable recovery path.
And speaking of awaiting and waiting, the news that many of us had been waiting for was announced, and that is that we will move into phase three on the 28th of December, phase three here in Singapore. What were your thoughts and perhaps key takeaways from Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong's announcement last night?
Well, again, it is really a case of we cannot control what's happening elsewhere. Would it like to be as connected as much as possible to all sort of business nodes, etc., around the world? But, you know, that is proving to be challenging. So, in essence, tiny city state of Singapore here, if we can get on with our lives as much as we can, as close to normality as it used to be, then it helps businesses. It helped then businesses and livelihood to be, I suppose, supported. And this is where we take control of, in that sense, our own sort of growth prospect. So this is really about us helping businesses by helping ourselves.
And let's talk about another major announcement that came out, and that was vaccines to be rolled out here in Singapore. And the government's also said that it's attracted a few players to establish vaccine manufacturing capabilities here.
I suppose, again, is for Singapore, tiny city states, we need global demand in goods and services to recover strongly. We're not quite sure how it will pan out in the coming months or quarters. Vaccine rollout obviously will be helpful. So for us, it is, okay, not just about vaccine rollout, helping businesses recover and livelihood to be protected, but whether we can also find growth opportunity from the distribution, manufacturing, storage, etc. So we always look at it from both sides of the coin in terms of, yes, healthcare, important. Can we, in that sense, participate in it and create business opportunity as well? So finding new growth opportunities to help us get back on our feet is ultimately also very important for economic growth and obviously employment opportunities going forward.
We're speaking with Song Seng Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank. Now, can you also tell me on the back of the latest news, what's your outlook for Singapore's economy in the next year?
We're trying to forget about 2020. Yes, it's going to be the worst economic contraction in our short history. Low base means that we'll rebound. But again, that's the beauty of maths, in that if you're down 50% and you rebound 50%, you're still not back to where you have fallen from. So while we take heart from vaccine rollout and businesses moving on as, I suppose, we try to contain the healthcare crisis part. We are still aware that many sort of businesses are still under pressure. Many livelihoods are also still under pressure. So we may only be looking at end 2021 to where we have fallen from in terms of GDP, the value from which we can recover to may only be achieved towards the end of next year. But obviously, there are still many layers of uncertainties, and uncertainties would involve anything from still U.S.-China relation, even though we keeping our fingers crossed that the new administration, U.S. administration, will have a better relation with Beijing, etc. So we're still not quite sure to what extent pandemic will be contained, even if we had the vaccine rollout, because there's still many questions that need to be answered. So there's still much uncertainty out there, but I suppose rebounding from a low base will help us, but full broad-based recovery may still prove to be difficult and challenging, even as we continue to see vaccine rollout next year.
And let's look at other areas that could look to further support the economy next year as well, because we do have a number of key events coming up in the year ahead. For example, the World Economic Forum is going to be held in Singapore. What impact do you see such events having on Singapore's economy next year?
Well, I would love to see more this day-to-day, you know, bread and butter event being held in Singapore. The World Economic Forum outlook is a very high level event showcasing Singapore. That's nice in terms of how we can essentially show Singapore, how we tackle and, in a sense, contain the pandemic, how we get on with our life. And obviously, we can hold meetings here safely, which is very important because MICE market, leisure travel, though small, but still an important contributor to the GDP, both in terms of employment, livelihood, and businesses. So if we can showcase this high-level event, then, you know, whether you're talking about engineers, dentists, doctors, or even, you know, a distributor or equipment distributor, if they can be assured that they can hold meetings, conventions, or just events in Singapore, then it would obviously mean that the travel leisure industries in Singapore, MICE market, will be on a more sustainable recovery path. That's, I think, the important message we want to see, that while we await global growth recovery, we take our own opportunity here and see how we can show people that we can essentially get on with our lives. So that's, I think in terms of helping businesses, as many as possible, get back on their feet.
And just picking up on your point on employment, you know, unemployment is still expected to rise further as we head towards the end of the year. To what extent do you think the news that we've seen out in the last few days, from phase three to vaccines and events, to what extent do you think this will help buffer those numbers as we head into next year?
Yes, I think even today we continue to see businesses remaining very cautious about hiring. There are still businesses who face with obviously reduced sales and have announced further reduction in their payroll. Now, if we continue to see signs of businesses regaining sort of orders, we are seeing them needing to hire more because they see business opportunity coming through, then that will be good. Then what we'll be looking at will be an environment where businesses are confident enough to add on to payroll. So if that's the case, for whatever reason, we have a vaccine rollout, community cases contained, we see conventions or small meetings, events taking place in Singapore, which see arrival for businesses picking up, then it adds on to the opportunity here in Singapore to hire. I think that's really the key. So I would say, while businesses are still cautious about hiring, perhaps over the immediate near term, we are more positive about the second half of next year, when perhaps global demand recovery will be on a more firmer footing after the vaccine rollout and healthcare crisis are behind us, and Singapore can continue to showcase that we are a safe city to hold meetings and for conventions, etc. And this in turn basically means that we will have more broad-based recovery. I mean, we're still some way away. I mean, in a typical month last year, since we're in December, last December, we welcome something like 1.7 million visitors to Singapore festive demand. We're only seeing thousands of people today. So we want to bump that number up. So year on year, it's still down by 80%+. We will still be a long way to go. But anyway, towards getting more people to come through into Singapore for meetings, for work, etc., will be an addition to the growth and lessen the pressure somewhat on the labor market. So that's ultimately the aim of helping ourselves as much as we can by taking whatever measures that are appropriate at this juncture.
Well, Mr. Song, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
My pleasure, as usual.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Song Seng-Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.